Welcome to No Shame in Our Game, where self-help meets community support. I'm Lacey, your grumpy co-host today, but we'll talk a little bit more about that. Here with my lovely co-host, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lacey. I'm wearing a purple puffer jacket today, and I'm really embracing purple. So I'm your purple puffer jacket co-host today.
Oh, I love alliteration. A purple puffer jacket sounds amazing.
So I invited you before we started recording if you wanted to do the steps, because part of No Shame in Our Game, it's based on the three steps of joyful support. We can show up just as we are. It's embracing the stuff that we like what's happening and embracing the stuff that we don't like what's happening. All comes to the table. Yeah. And so I invited Lacey to do the steps so that our listeners can see how it works in real time. So Lacey, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
All right. Well, the first step is story. So what's my story right now? And I woke up grumpy. And there's no like one reason. Like there's a lot of little things of like things just not lining up or not feeling connected and feeling, you know, like a little lonely. Violet is just refusing to nap throughout the day, as a matter of fact, for the 5 minute or 15 minutes before we started recording, she was just scratching at my face constantly. So like, I'm not set up for success right now. That's what we'll say. That's my story. And usually, especially if you're a listener a long time, I'm pretty good at like, you know, bouncing back, staying on the bright side. But man, that like frustration and grumpiness is really just simmering under the surface. Part of me wanted to cancel today because I'm like, oh, I'm probably not going to be a good co-host and that kind of thing. But I like that we're doing this because you're right. I am not always bubbly bubblekins. I have feelings too. And one of the things that I've been working on in my life, and I guess this is my step, we'll say, is that I am not trying to get rid of these feelings. I'm just letting them happen. For a long time, I spent most of my life just trying to get rid of or push down any bad or negative feelings. And I don't know if you know this, if you just continue to push them down, they don't go away. They stay for a long time under the surface, and then it bubbles and explodes at one point. So my step is, you know, I'm using this as information. I'm looking around trying to figure out what exactly is going on, what I'm frustrated and all that stuff. And then I will use that information going forward to make the next right decision, not to get rid of the emotion. And my joy is the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It is the most insane, wonderful show that I don't even think I could explain in two, like I can't explain it. You just got to go. John Oliver was on a Stephen Colbert show a few months ago, and he was like, you don't understand. This is the best show I've ever seen. Because the women are intentionally funny and unintentionally funny, and they're self-aware and not self-aware. Like, it's just this combination of all these things, and it's beautiful. So, those are my steps. I already feel a little better, a little lighter, and hopefully less grumpy for a holiday-themed episode. I am a holiday gal. Before we move on, Sarah, do you want to do any steps?
I don't need to do my steps, but I want to say thank you for sharing yours. Part of giving and receiving the support is that we get to be vulnerable. And maybe by you being vulnerable, you helped somebody in the listening audience. So
yeah. Thank
you. I do want to highlight real quickly, because I actually said in the village recently that I was giving, you said, what can you give yourself permission for? And on that note of your story, I gave myself permission to be angry. I too was brought up in a household where we weren't allowed to be angry. It was very much that feminine, like, you're quiet, you do your work, and you don't get upset. So I, at 46, learning how to be angry. I just want to say I see you and I understand that feeling. So I'm just trying to be aware of it instead of shoving it down deep inside my belly where it will bubble up. We bring that to the table, and then we also bring, yes, the holidays to the table, which are starting. I am such a curmudgeon in some ways. Seeing holiday decorations in the Home Depot or Halloween has even come, it's a little too early for me. But I feel like, Lacey, that's right on time for you. Am I right?
I don't hate it. I appreciate the time that it gives you that you could cultivate an entire space a new like feeling, like what's out there. You're not waiting till the last minute. You can build. But I'm also not a Halloween person. So I'm like, all right, whatever, Halloween, cool.
You know what I just realized about it? This makes sense. Physically, I like borders and parameters. And I just realized that's what bugs me is like, to me, like October 31st, Halloween, November 1, Thanksgiving, right? The last Thursday is Thanksgiving. Like Christmas can start in November. But I realized like, oh, I like to have these like borders.
Whereas I, and we'll talk about this more, I love Christmas. My family have always been big Christmas people. My dad loves to decorate for the holidays. Anything that he can get covered in Christmas will get covered in Christmas, and not in a classy way, which kills my mom who wants a classy Christmas. Like, no. And I'm the same way. I'm like, I want a tacky Christmas. I want there to be glitter. I want there to be mismatched things, all the colors, that kind of stuff. And so for me, it's about transforming my home into that feeling. And why wouldn't I have that earlier if I wanted it, you know?
I see it. Yeah. Thank you for explaining it to me.
So, but first of all, not everybody are holiday people, you know? There's a whole lot of baggage that comes with the holidays, for sure. I will say Thanksgiving used to be one of my favorite holidays. Now it is one of my least favorite, not because my grandfather basically fell and passed away. He fell at our family Thanksgiving, which led to him passing away. So I've just had a really tough relationship with Thanksgiving post that. But I do love the food. Honestly, I don't care about turkey. I love the sides. I love the sides of Thanksgiving.
I'm there with you. I love the sides. We actually don't do a turkey in our gathering. We realized years ago nobody actually liked the turkey. So I was like, well, then I'm going to stop doing that. For us, for me, it's all about the stuffing and the dessert. I'm like, that's all I want is stuffing.
It's the only time of year I get to have stuff. Like, if that's not a regular occurrence. We were talking about complicated relationships with the holidays, going back to it. Just if the holidays are not for you, cool. And that's kind of we're doing some Q&As around the holidays. I think the holidays in general carry a lot of shoulds. And if you've listened to us for any amount of time, you know we want you to stop shoulding all over yourself. The shoulds often are not justified. And so just kind of keep that in mind as you're going through the holiday season. Are you thinking, am I doing this because I should?
Yes, I reached out on Threads and I threw it out there. I what parts of the holidays do you want to be easier, or what have you done to make the holidays easier? And on that note about the shoulds, half the people said, I either stopped hosting large gatherings, you know, like that's a should. And other people said, stop doing gifts for everyone, just focused on the little kids. Again, that's a should. One person even said that they don't wrap presents anymore. Again, letting go of that should. Should I wrap the presents? I don't know. Do you want to? Like, it gets to go down however you want. And we just had a relative visiting us, and she's become the de facto matriarch of the family and skipped over some other people who weren't able to do it due to health reasons. And yeah, she is now holding these large family gatherings multiple times a year. And it's a lot. It's a lot of prep, with prepping her house, prepping the food, getting the food. And she talks about how it's like she wants to create this experience for everyone. But as soon as she tries to make it easier, by, oh, I think I'll buy a pre-cooked turkey, everyone pushes back on tradition. And so I got to witness her in this struggle of she wants to keep bringing that feeling of the holidays, and yet she is so depleted that she does not enjoy the holidays anymore. And so we had a great conversation about drawing those healthy boundaries of either we stop doing this or I buy some stuff pre-made from now on.
Or you can bring it made from scratch.
Yes. That was also put on the table. So, yeah, I think first and foremost, looking at the holidays, if you get that tense feeling, it's really just stop and looking, getting curious, just observing. Where are the shoulds? What's in the idea for a freebie. Oh, holiday. Okay. What if you made a column of like write down what do you celebrate between now and the New Year's? Like which holiday gatherings? And then what do you want to do? What fills up your cup? And what do you feel like is in the should column? What do you feel like you should do? that.
What if it's a three columns? Okay, hold on. What do you look forward to? What are the things that you're like, I can't wait for this? And then next one is, you know, what do you enjoy, or what brings, you know, what's kind of that next level down of like, maybe it's not my favorite thing, but I like it. And then what are your shoulds? What are you doing just because you have to?
Yeah, because life goes so fast. And I know for me, when I got married and then was running my own household, there was just this like, oh, well, this is what my mom did, so I must do it, right? You know, and that's how the turkey started. It was like, oh, well, we do turkey on Thanksgiving. That's what we do, right? There was never any intentional stopping and examining. And so I love this opportunity to invite people in to stop and examine. And knowing that the answers can be different from year to year. Mm-hmm. I was just writing an article talking about the holiday cards. Some years I go all out and it feels great and I'm on this creative burst and I love it. Other years, I don't have an ounce of energy to do it. So I don't have an internal, it has to be the same every year. I don't even pull out the same decorations every year. But I'm guessing, Lacey, you probably have like all the same decorations.
I pull out whatever I can, everything that I, and I think it's actually an interesting place to start of like, what do I look forward to? I look forward to the twinkling lights. I look forward to sitting on my couch in our living room area and I can see the tree twinkling and I can just sit there and look at it twinkle for hours. Yeah. So like, that's what I look forward to. It's been really interesting because, as we've talked about in a lot of ways, my chronic illness has given me permission to actually focus on what I care about. Like, I've been given an excuse. I hate saying it like that because it's not an excuse, it's a reality, but you know what I mean? And so I have really thought through, like, what do I care about? And I care about those indoor decorations a lot. I like the idea of outdoor decorations, but if they don't happen, I don't care. You know, now I will say last year they didn't happen and the kids were like, why don't we have lights? And I was like, all right, noted, got it. Well, that'll be something maybe we look at next year. But that was something we decided. And you know what I don't care about? Holiday cards. Nope, don't care about it. If you want to see what my family looks like, you can look at it. I've got social media for that. I will see most of my family, if not all of them, at the holidays. It's just not for me. I love getting them. They're very sweet. I'm happy for anybody who does them, but nah, I'm good.
Sorry, I'm mentally framing. Should we talk about cards? Should we talk about decoration?
Well, Sarah, I just had an idea as we were talking. What if we do make this a two-part episode like we already talked about? We do a part one that's more about mindset and a part two that's going into Q&A specifically. I'm happy to move our schedule around, so we'll still do them back to back.
Perfect.
Life doesn't come with an instruction manual, but it should come with people who've got your back. That's the Joyful Support Village, where self-help meets community support. Get access to courses, worksheets, and step-by-step resources that can actually work for your real life. Join daily conversations where people share what's helping them. Connect in regular gatherings with experts and others in the trenches of life. It's where you can stop trying to figure out everything alone and start moving forward with support that fits you. It's free to start, and paid memberships begin at just $10 a month. Join us at village.joyfulsupportmovement.com to join. Give what you can, take what you need. See you in the village. I would like to know what you look forward to.
Well, I am very fortunate that Thanksgiving is my favorite. We have a longstanding tradition with friends, so it's actually a Friendsgiving, and it is so casual. I mean, sweatpants casual. It is disposable plates casual. Good food and lots of laughter, and we play games, and it is the one thing that my kiddo looks forward to all year round because there's kids in the house and we just have fun. It is just so much fun and it's relaxed. Yeah. And whatever unfolds, unfolds. Like if we end up doing a science experiment in the driveway, that happens. If we end up going on a hike as a family, or if we end up watching a bunch of holiday movies, you know what it is? There's not really a set agenda. There's ideas, but it's just relaxed. And it's really just focused on enjoying one another. So Thanksgiving, for sure, just all of that. Christmas, I'm with you. I do love the lights. when I can turn off, when like the Christmas tree is the light for the room,
Oh, yes.
I love that. And I actually do like doing the outside decorations. I have a very simple setup that I do that I've tweaked over the years, but it makes me happy when I come home and it's dark outside and the lights have turned on. I do love that. But I, as the mom, okay, I love giving gifts randomly, but when there's a deadline of Christmas or a birthday, brings me stress. So, and then I end up just feeling a lot of remorse over how much my mom must have stressed out doing gifts for all of us,
Your kids.
so I don't, but I love the look of the stockings hanging on the fire. I love that. That makes me happy. But I do get I so let's go into what I don't look forward to. I don't look forward to having, like, I like giving gifts. Does that make sense? I like giving gifts. I don't like the deadline of it.
I don't like gifts from obligation. I like gifts from genuine.
Yeah, it's taken some time for me because my mom was an overgifter. So it's taken a lot for me to dial that down and not feel bad. Ugh, why do we feel bad about things? Let's not feel bad about things.
I part of it's because we it's comes starts from a good place, right? We love the
Yeah.
people in our world. This is a time when traditionally presents are given. So we want to show the people in our world that we love them through presents. That logically lines up. But I mean, for me, I don't like being told what to do. And so it feels a little bit like someone telling me what to do. And I am not a gifts person. Like, I love a gift that's for me, not a gift for a holiday, if that makes sense.
Side note, funny Threads conversation. I tagged Lacey in this question. Somebody asked, how would you feel about receiving cleaning products for a Christmas gift? And I was like, ooh, I so want to know what Lacey has to say about this.
Well, you're just giving me a chore. You're like, here. Also, see, and this is the thing too, of like, I put a lot of thought into what a gift means, right? So, like, are you saying my house isn't clean? Are you saying I'm not doing a good enough job? Which probably none of that's true. I just, yeah. No, thank you. That would not be the correct gift for me.
Yeah, and that was my comment. It all depends on who's giving it to me. So if a certain person gave it to me, I think it was like a backhanded insult.
Oh, have I ever told you about the bath mat?
Oh, please, no. I want
Okay,
to
well,
know
this
about
isn't
the
a
bath mat.
Christmas thing, but it's about gifts. So it was probably Joe and I's second or third anniversary together, dating, not married. We weren't married yet. And he was like, I nailed it. I got you the best gift ever, all this stuff. And so I'm like, I'm really excited. And we had just moved in together. So there's that. And he got me a bath, a nice one, like one where you step out and it's like a cloud. But I was like, this is what symbolizes your love for me, a bath mat. It did not go well.
What was his intention behind the bath mat?
Well, part of it is his family, I've come to learn over these years, is very practical gift givers. Okay. Like, I think the first Christmas that I ever spent with them, his mom got me a thing of scissors with purple handles, all different sizes scissors, and purple is my favorite color. At the time, I was like, okay. Scissors, Merry Christmas. But now I will say, I literally have one right here. You know what has lasted? These effing scissors. We still have them. We still use them. So they are very practical gift givers. My family's a little bit more of like wanting gift givers. I think in a romantic relationship, I have different expectations because I'm like, you should know me better than anyone else. And like giving me something that represents your love for me. And you were giving me something we needed for the apartment that we would step on every day. Like it just so, but he thought he nailed it because the women at his work apparently were like, oh, she's gonna love it. I'm like, a bath mat? Are we talking about the same thing here? So gifts are complicated.
I know we're veering away from mindset, but I feel so bad. My mom was with me on Mother's Day 1 year. I am very practical. And again, I don't like deadlines on gifts. I do love to give random gifts, but her curling iron had just broken, and I thought it was very logical to give her a new curling iron. But the look on her face told me that was not the symbol of the love and devotion of a daughter to a mother. Now that I am a mom, I get it. Mea culpa. That was the bath mat equivalent.
But it's hard. So like I said, you know, I think giving gifts can be a very personal thing, right? What one person would love, another person wouldn't. I don't like the artifice of forced gifts. Like, you felt like you had to give me a gift, so you gave me something. And then I wanted you to feel appreciated because you gave me something. So no matter what it is, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, it doesn't feel authentic to me. I think is what we're coming to, is it's not feeling authentic to me. And that's where I struggle a bit with gifts for holidays. By the way, little kids, completely different. I just want that to be clear.
I love giving gifts to kids. Buying a gift for my niece is like the highlight of my year. I just had this, I know I do everything in visuals. When you were talking about, you used a big word, artifice. I was like, oh, it's a dance. We're taught these dance. You give me something, I pretend to be super thankful. Then we go, like, it's like this whole orchestrated dance that we're kind of being not forced to do, but through mores and social obligations and everything. And so, yeah, as we're talking through mindset of what do we look forward to and what do we don't, but yeah, they feel just forced.
Yeah.
Versus doing it from a place of joy.
Yeah. I think I never realized how important authenticity was for me when it came to that. I struggled when I had a baby and wedding registries. You have to like get up and like do the dance of like, I put this on a list for someone to buy it for me and someone bought it for me. I'm so shocked and surprised. That doesn't feel great to me. Just as the same way. And I think this is something we've talked about before. If I say thank you to you in person, I don't need to send you a thank you note because we had that authentic moment. Sending you a thank you note is a dance that I'm not interested in doing. This isn't a job interview. I'm not trying to impress you. It's supposed to be a relationship building. So yeah, I think there's something there.
I'm taking this all back to the topic at hand of like mm-hmm. holiday mindset. And so we've really gone deep in examining what are those parts you look forward to authentically. Not because I feel like I have to. Do you look forward to having everyone at your house for that big meal, but you don't look forward to that week of food preparation and all the dishes? You know, instead of saying like, no more holiday meals at my house, it's like, okay, what part of this do I like and what part of this can we adjust?
It gets complicated the more amount of people that you have. I just want to say that. The more upfront you are about like, these are the places I get joy from this and I want to be able to enjoy these parts of it and these things make me stressed. People tend to get on board when you're that like honest about, hey, this is the part that I like. This is the part that I'm struggling with. What about you? Like, it has to be an open conversation and that kind of stuff for it to actually work. Now, trust me, I have big families. When you're changing traditions with big families, it is very complicated and confusing. And there's always somebody who feels like they got left out or they're missing the part that they wanted, that kind of thing. But I think the more honest we are with ourselves, the more honest we can be with other people, because a lot of times people get it. They understand. And I would like to think that the people who I love and would love me would want to do what they can to make us all as happy as possible.
Yes. I agree with everything you're saying. And I'm thinking back to some of these conversations or thinking back on like some of the places I've been. It's almost as if somebody becomes the sacrificial cruise director.
Yes.
Somebody is trying to orchestrate those feelings for everyone else. And let's be honest, it's usually the mom. And then that person doesn't get the feelings. And that's kind of what I'm hearing through this conversation with me and you. It's like, we're speaking up about like, no, I have a say in this too. Like, I want to come away with this with a feeling as well. And I think that's probably why I love Thanksgiving so much, is because I'm very clear about what I'm willing to do and what I'm not willing to do. And I think I'm more able to be clear about that because they're friends and not family.
Well, I think this is a really nice natural pause for kind of introducing the topic of holidays and all that stuff and mindset and holidays. And that we're probably going to approach all of the questions and answers in next week's episode of, you know, being as honest with yourself and other people as you can be.
Yeah, I was going to say, wrap your head around that concept and then get ready for the Q&A so you can actually then implement once you're comfortable with that concept.
Yeah. Do you want to do a moment of gratitude, Sarah?
You go first.
Well, I already kind of did mine with my joy with the Salt Lake City ladies. Not that I don't have more than one joy. Can I give you a specific joy? There is something about people getting into interpersonal conflict while in costume. And that is another thing that you always get in these kinds of things. So in the last episode I watched, they had a like zombie themed dinner where they were like dressed up as like dead people and they were on a ship. So one lady had like an octopus on her face, and then they were having very serious conversations about like friendship and spreading rumors, and she's got this octopus on her face, and it's just chef's kiss. Love it. More people having conflict while wearing costumes.
I love the specificity of that.
It's amazing.
This is a joy moment that pats myself on the back. So we have a very long driveway, and on my fall to-do list is to put in the snow poles November 1st. I usually look like a crazy person for having bright orange snow poles all up and down my driveway when there's still leaves falling.
I'm sorry, what are snow poles?
They tell you where the outline of something is so that when you go to snow blow, you know, like,
gotcha.
This is where the driveway is.
Yeah.
Or like in my backyard, there's steps that go into the backyard and we have to snow blow for the dog. So we have to know not to run into the steps. Do you not use snow poles in Ohio?
Not here. My driveway is not that long. It's pretty clear where it's at, so it's not a problem. We also don't have a snowblower.
So what happens is there gets to be so much snow that if you get like 12 or 18 inches, it's like you have no idea where anything is. There's no visual markers anymore. Yeah. So you put these 4-foot poles in the ground. But it paid off this year. We have snow on the ground before the ground froze. So I'm like, look at that. The crazy person looks sane because it's snowing.
Hey, snow. So that's going to wrap up our episode for today. This is coming out the Friday before Thanksgiving. So we talked a lot about Thanksgiving in here. And so we hope you have a lovely Thanksgiving and get to enjoy it as much as apparently Sarah's going to. And we will see you next week where we dive into some specifics when it comes to holiday Q&As. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I hope this gave you a little bit of permission, a little bit of possibility, and maybe even a spark of, oh, I can try that. Remember, we're not looking for the right step, just your next step, and you don't have to figure it alone. We're in it together. If you do have a question for a future episode, whether it's about home management, budgeting, boundaries, gift getting, etiquette, whatever, literally anything, and you're not sure where to turn, submit it at joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit. And if you want more support like this, come join us in the Joyful Support Village. It's where the conversation continues, and you'll find a whole community of people navigating the messy middles of life right alongside you. We'll catch you next time. No shoulds, no shame, just possibilities.